interview Ripes to Agnès Gioia of Ines from Luxembourg. It was the 27th of April 2011.
So you work in which organization?
It's Institut Européen pour l'économie solidaire.
Sorry, can you say it again?
Institut Européen pour l'économie solidaire.
Okay. And what do you do there?
Personally, or what the organization is
So
doing? Or...
we can do both. So first, what is the mission goal of your organization, and then what is your role in the organization?
Okay, so our mission is actually to reinforce the visibility of the social solidarity economy, so in Europe as well as in Luxembourg. And we try to establish activities on a long term in cooperation with the public sector economy and also the private sector economy. And we often participate to conferences and summer universities as experts. And one of our biggest projects was the organization of Lux Aeronef. I don't know if you know about it. It
Yes.
was the fourth international forum, Globalization of Solidarity, that was here in Schifflange in
Yes.
2009. And we also one of the coordinators of RIPES Europe. And Eric is actually one of the representatives of the two of Europe in the international RIPES. And we are also among the coordinating members of VUS, that is an inter-university network of social solidarity economy. It's mainly a French network. And at the moment, we are also working together with the Ministerial Department for Solidarity-Based Economy in Luxembourg and help them proposing advices and suggestions concerning the elaboration of an annual work plan of solidarity economy. So,
So,
in breath,
actually, sorry, I interrupt you, because actually in Luxembourg you
no
have a
problem.
minister for the Economie Solidaire.
It's a ministerial department, I would say. It's a ministre délégué.
Okay, so it's not a minister for that. So how do you say it's not a ministère spécial, ministère pour l'économie solidaire, but it also
Minister
it's
délégué,
integrated.
délégué.
Okay. Do you know
No, no,
any?
it's a special person for who is delegated to solidarity economy actually.
Oh, okay, but it's not a minister.
It's almost the same actually. It's just the title that changes a bit. It's ministre délégué and there is ministre. Yeah.
Give me a second, Dish. No, sorry. They were asking to turn on the radio.
No problem.
Not now. Okay, because for instance, you have the Minister de l'Economie, the Minister of the Justice, Law, Minister, but that one is Minister
Okay.
délégué.
It's a département ministériel de l'économie solidaire.
Okay. Do you know anywhere else in Europe that has
No,
something
in Europe
similar?
there is no anyone else.
Nowhere.
No.
It's only in Luxembourg. And then you have in Brazil, isn't
Yeah,
it?
in Brazil, and I think that's all. I don't know about
And
the other
Canada,
cities.
no? Quebec, no?
Oh, that I don't know.
I don't know. Okay. Okay, sorry, I interrupt you. And
No
then?
problem. I'm already almost finished. And then we have this mapping project, Ecosolux. And actually, for the moment, that's all the main projects that we are working on.
And the mapping project is in a website?
Yeah, it's on ecosolux.lu.
Okay. And what's your mission? So what's your role in this, all this?
In the mapping?
No, in
Oh,
your
my, oh me.
organization. Yeah.
So actually, I work here since January 2009, and I just came here as a volunteer in European Voluntary Service, in to participate in the organization of Lux Aeronef.
Okay.
And then after a stay, and then I was mainly working on also in Ecosolux on the mapping project, and we had some several small projects, and I did some youth projects and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm connecting to Ecosolux.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you have this platform, so we can move forward on the question. So you have this this platform. What is can you explain me what is the main goal of this platform?
Sure. It's actually it was a 1 year project of last year of 2010, and it was financed by the European Social Fund and the Ministry of Labor and Employment, and it was to identify and to mobilize the players of solidarity-based economy in Luxembourg, and to put them on a map to use this by using this interactive website. And also we would it's aim also to define the contours of the activities of solidarity-based economy, to stimulate networking and to contribute the creation of activities or the emergence of innovative projects in this field, and to make them in a network, to create a network.
So in practice, you have here, or you aim to have here, all the organizations in Luxembourg that that can be labeled.
Yeah, that's the aim. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have them all already?
No, not really.
Okay. So you are in process of having. You have what? 50%.
Yeah, we are continuing this process.
How does this process work? So I am an organization and I want to be on your map or cartography, or is me that goes and asks you, or is you Ecosolux that is looking for members? How does this work?
Actually, it works both ways, because we also try to contact many organizations to invite them to come and register themselves on the platform, but of course it's open to any other initiatives to come to the platform. So in practically it works like that somebody comes to the website. As you see, there is a button, je veux me référencer.
Mm-hmm.
So the organization has to click on this, and actually the first page is the charter. We have a charter that can that you can also read on the up. You see, it's the last one, chart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the rules, we
That's
can say.
That's our charter, and the organization must or initiative. Yeah. Must accept this charter, and after they are creating their account, and then after they can fill in their fish initiative.
Okay.
And after we receive an email that there is a new referencement, I don't know, it's how in English, on the website, and we have regularly a comité de pilotage. With six other organizations, the leaders of them, and then we sit together and we see the new members who want to become member, and we decide if based on the charter they are really in the solidarity based economy or not.
Okay,
that's the process of validation.
And that meeting, so the committee, who belongs to that committee? Who are the persons there? Who chose those persons?
So there is Caritas Luxembourg, and we have EGCA. That's, I have to see what's the abbreviation. What is the abbreviation? What is it standing for? The abbreviation.
EGCA. We can look here.
EGCA, ouais.
EGCA Luxembourg.
Entente des gestionnaires.
Yeah, des centres d'accueil.
D'accueil.
Entente des gestionnaires des centres d'accueil. OK. I don't know what's an entente, but it's okay. I'll look for it on the dictionary.
Okay. And then we have Etica, the Bank Solidaire.
Okay.
Finance Solidaire, Etica. And Transferminka, it's a fair trade organization.
Mm-hmm.
And we have also Interaction. That I sent you the link, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Just a moment. I'm just not finding it. Okay, and because it becomes
okay.
Very slow, my computer.
It doesn't
when
matter.
I'm
we can continue. Don't worry. Just
okay.
We can continue. If I need something, I'll ask you for through the email. Okay, don't worry.
Okay,
those organizations send a person to the committee.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay. I suppose it's not easy to.
And these organizations actually were chosen on the basis because when.
So we were talking about the committee. So you said the organizations.
The members of the committee were chosen because last year we had a participative process of consultation of building this project where we were working on the nomenclature. Where we were working on the charter, where we were working to define a kind of perimeter for solidarity-based economy in Luxembourg. And these people, we invited every organization in Luxembourg that we thought would be concerned and would be interested in participating in these processes. And these were the people who regularly attended this meeting. So the Comité de Pilotage, actually, it's an open structure, I would say. Anybody who would like to can join and who would like to take this responsibility to participate in the decision.
Mm-hmm. And what was my... Sorry, I lost the track because of the interruption.
I'm really sorry.
No, it's okay. I have time. I don't know if you have time. So for me, it's okay. They submit, they go to, so the committee meets and says, okay, this organization or initiative is in fact someone that we would like to have in our site. So they have a login and a password afterwards or not. How does this work?
The ones who want to register on the website?
Mm-hmm.
They have a login and a password. Yeah, exactly. They create an account for themselves that after they can even modify, they can add some things, they can specify other things. And
mm-hmm.
Continue.
Okay. I'm looking for. So I have accueil, le projet, agenda, activité, charte. No, where are they? Where can I find them here? Actually, the organizations, the ones that are in the mapping.
Oh, they are in the mapping. You see, in the middle there is the
okay.
Map.
Mm-hmm.
Up above the map there is this little brown book, Annuaire des acteurs.
Okay. Annuaire des acteurs, oui. And then I have all the organizations. Uh-huh. And these are... And all the info...
After you can have more details about that.
Yeah.
If
So you have informations about them, and then you have the website. Okay, and here I have a mapping. So if I live in somewhere, I can click, and I have l'adresse. Okay, afficher la fiche complète. Okay, très bien. So actually, this is more an information kind of site. There's no interaction. You said there was,
But there is
yes.
interaction.
Okay.
There is a space that is reserved only for the organizations that are registered on the website. So once your organization is validated, then if you sign in, you will see a bit different stipendium, and I don't know what
Sorry?
it's called. There it is. At the right one, you see coopération.
Yes. Partage et échange, je propose. Are you there? Okay. Difficult, huh? It was. Sorry?
Yeah, I just said that it's very difficult today.
Yeah. So you were saying that they can interact.
So
When they log in, they have a space for interaction.
at the right side there is in blue coopération. You click on espace coopération,
Yeah.
and then you see that there are actually four topics that they can: je propose, recherche, débat, marché public. And when you are a member of Ecosolux, so you are a registered member, then you see instead of this forums. Four forums. The actors, the members can interact with each other.
Okay. Let me see. This is so this information that you have in this is a big database, I suppose, with all this information. You don't share it with anyone, I suppose. You don't the idea of this meeting in Paris that you are willing to interchange information, for now you don't do it at all. No. Okay. Have any kind of answer? Suppose so. The answer of do you have this will of interchanging information is already answered because you were in the meeting, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah,
You,
exactly.
exactly. So this is not a, this website, as I told as you said, is for you, and you said it very well in the beginning. For these organizations to share, to network, and to have a like a information on the web. People come and see that they exist. But actually, there's no.
To raise the visibility of the
Yeah.
sector.
But actually, there's no way of buying anything.
No, there is no e-commerce at the moment.
Okay, and there's no also any kind of connection to a e-government platform or whatever.
Actually, for the moment, this département ministériel de l'économie solidaire it's quite new, and they don't yet have a platform. This is the reason why we also reserved a part on our website that you can see on the right side on the bottom line, the département ministériel de l'économie solidaire. And here we reserve this space for them, so they can be represented. So yeah, at the moment that is also as well their e-platform, you can say.
So maybe in the future, you never know. Maybe they want to use this database for anything, for something. Do you think there's a there is a will in the future to use this information to communicate anything to the government? And
I'm sure, because one of the aims of the project was already that to be able to provide statistical data towards the government regarding solidarity-based economies.
And only statistics, or maybe you can envisager, it's a very good word, in the future, these organizations sending information automatically to the government? No?
What kind of information?
I don't know, concerning their own organization, for instance, reports. Bilan social, bilan économique, des choses comme ça. No, you don't have that in mind.
I don't know.
Okay, it's okay.
I guess they already have a lot of reporting applications and just want some more.
This platform, it was developed by who?
You mean technically?
Yeah.
It was a cooperation between the Centre de Recherche Publique Henri Tudor and Objectif Parental.
Okay. And do you know if it's...
Uri who was working there.
Sorry, sorry?
It was Uri who was also there in Paris from Objectif Parental. Do you remember him?
Okay. Yeah, I do remember. Do you know if this is not, it was developed à mesure pour vous. Okay. So it was not something that you bought and it's done. No. Okay. You don't have any information concerning if there's based in any open source software? No, you don't know that.
So we are using TIPO3.
Sorry?
We are using TIPO3.
Okay.
You know that one?
No, I don't know, but I will have a look on it. Do you have anything else to say if you, that you think it's important to say about your platform? Anything that you, I didn't ask?
That even if we are not sharing at the moment information with other similar platforms, that we already try to put an emphasis on mentioning the other mapping projects that you can also see on the platform,
Yeah.
oceanography.
Yes. So you have the, actually you have the Europe, or you have the European ones only. You don't have Cirandas. Why?
I don't know why. It's a good question.
It's a politics choice.
Maybe, but I didn't raise that question. It's a good question. Also, regarding the topics of agenda and actuality, it's also possible to other people who are coming outside to propose actualities and agenda and events for the agenda. If you click on us.
On, sorry?
If you click on agenda in the
Yeah.
upper, then you can see that you can propose an event.
Okay.
Also in the actualities, it's not the same.
It is, it's automatic.
It won't put it automatically because we would like to have spam. So if somebody writes and fills it in and sends it to us, then we will see it and we will put it on the website manually.
Okay.
So
You have a, yeah, it's a kind of control. Okay. And the ones that have a login, they, are they able also to put an event or actuality?
not directly, they have to use the same app.
Ah, okay. Very good. Très bien. I'll tip au trois. Thank you. You wrote it. Thank you. Okay, for me it's okay. That's all. If you don't have anything to add.
No, if you want, I can send you some documents.
Yeah, you know what I would love to have? Can you send me the formulaire that an initiative or organization has to fill. Yeah, so you will have the fields there, and it's interesting to see. Okay, so you have my email. So if you think that you have information that will be interesting for me, I would love to receive. Okay. Okay.
Also, the description of the platform from a technical point of view that I couldn't really explain, but I.
Okay. Oh, great! Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you so much for your time, Agnes, and see you one day. Okay. I'll email you. Thank you so much. Have a nice afternoon. Okay?
You too.
Bye bye.